Yeah, so in this first service, we're going to continue our study of a new book, 2 Kings chapter 1.
在这节聚会中我们要来学习新的一卷，就是列王记下的第一章。
So chapter 1 concerns the reign of Ahaziah, who's one of the kings of Israel.
那第一章是关于以色列王亚哈谢的执政。
So,To first get a summary of Ahaziah's reign, let's turn to the end of 1 Kings.
那我们要来多了解一下他执政期间的事情，我们就回到列王记下的列王记上的末尾。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
我们回到列王记上22章。
Verse 51 to 53.
51节到53节。
That's 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 51 to 53.
列王记上22章51节到53节。
Verse 51, Ahaziah the son of Ahab became king over Israel in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. He did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother and in the way of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin. 53, for he served Baal and worshipped him and provoked the Lord God of Israel to anger, according to all that his father had done.
列王记上22章51到53节，犹大王约沙法17年，亚哈的儿子亚哈谢在撒玛利亚登基，做以色列王共两年。他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，效法他的父母，又行尼巴的儿子耶罗伯安使以色列人陷在罪里的事。他照他父亲一切所行的，侍奉敬拜巴利，惹耶和华以色列神的怒气。
So firstly, we see that Ahaziah is one of the sons of Ahab, and hence inherited the throne.
那我们知道亚哈谢他是亚哈的儿子，所以他继承了王位。
King Ahab was a notoriously wicked king.
那亚哈是一个臭名昭著的坏国王。
Probably notorious because First Kings devotes more chapters detailing his many evil acts compared to many of the other kings.
那列王记上用了很多章节来描述他所行的一些恶事，比其他的列王更甚。
So here, the Bible summarizes that Ahaziah continued in the ways and sins of his father and mother.
列王记上这里总结亚哈谢效法他父母继续行恶。
So he continued to worship the idol Baal in the temple that his father Ahab had built.
那他继续的在亚哈所建的巴利庙里侍奉敬拜巴利。
And we see that his reign was also very short.
他执政仅仅只有两年。
Lasting only 2 years.
持续了两年。
So chapter 1 covers the reason for Ahaziah's short reign.
那第一章就总结了一下他为什么执政这么短的时间。
We'll also see that Ahaziah is a key message for us today.
那这里也有一个对我们今天来说很重要的讯息。
That we should always place our faith and trust in God.
那我们就应该信靠真神。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2.
我们来看列王记下第一章第二节。
So 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 2.
第一章第二节。
Verse 2. Now Ahaziah fell through the lattice of his upper room in Samaria and was injured. So he sent messengers and said to them, Go inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover from this injury.
第二节，亚哈谢在撒玛利亚，一日从楼上的栏杆里掉下来，就病了。于是差遣使者说：“你们去问以格伦的神巴利西普，我这病能好不能好？”
So as the story starts with him having this accident while at his home.
那这一章就是以这一个事故开头。
So verse 2 telling us that he fell through the lattice of his upper room.
那第二节告诉我们，他从楼上的栏杆里掉下来。
So this lattice was possibly a fence surrounding the flat roof that he fell while leaning on.
那这个栏杆很有可能是楼顶的围栏，然后可能他靠在这个栏杆上，所以就掉下来了。
Or it could also possibly be some sort of opening like a skylight in the roof that was covered by lattice that he accidentally fell through.
那或者有可能是像我们有那种天窗，然后在脚底下的盖，然后他整个人从这个盖从这里掉下去。
So whichever it was, the injuries he sustained must have been quite serious.
那不管是哪一种栏杆，他受的伤应该都很严重。
As our latter verse, verse 16 tells us that Ahaziah to stay in his bed.
因为在第六节说他要他不能下床。
So he was no longer mobile, could no longer like rise up from his bed.
那就是说他不能活动，不能再从他的床上起来了。
We also see that in verse 2 here, Ahaziah is so concerned that he decides to seek answers from a higher power.
那第二节说到这个亚哈谢，他就非常的担心，所以他想要去求神问鬼。
To ask whether he will be able to recover from his injuries.
那他就想要知道他自己能不能痊愈。
So, let's continue to read verse 3 and verse 4.
那我们继续来读第三节和第四节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say to them, Is it because there is no God in Israel that you are going to inquire of Baal-zebub, the god of Ekron?Now therefore, thus says the Lord, you shall not come down from the bed to which you have gone up, but you shall surely die. So Elijah departed.
第三节到第四节，但耶和华的使者对提斯比人以利亚说，你起来去迎着撒玛利亚王的使者，对他们说，你们去问以格伦神巴利西普，岂因以色列中没有神吗？所以耶和华如此说，你必不下你所上的床，必定要死。以利亚就去了。
So instead here, we see that God has sent Elijah to intercept those messengers.
那在这里我们看到神派人来传消息给这个王的仆人们。
And to deliver a message to them that because Ahaziah chose to seek help from an idol god, that he would die from his injuries.
那因为这个亚哈谢他想要去求问偶像，所以他必因他的伤而死。
So naturally, Ahaziah is surprised to see that his servants return so quickly.
那所以亚哈谢看到他的仆人回来的这么快，就很惊讶。
And those messengers relay the message that they received from Elijah.
那使者就告诉他他们从以利亚那里得到的讯息。
So we continue to read verse 7 and 8.
那我们继续读七到八节。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Then he said to them, What kind of man was it who came up to meet you and told you these words? So they answered him, A hairy man wearing a leather belt around his waist. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite.
第七节到第八节，王问他们说，迎着你们来告诉你们这话的是怎样的人？回答说，他身穿毛衣，腰束皮带。王说，这必是提斯比人以利亚。
So Ahaziah has no trouble guessing from that brief description, he was the one that had delivered that message from God.
所以亚哈谢好像很快就知道了这是谁来传神的讯息。
So during his father Ahab's reign of 22 years, his father had many numerous encounters with Elijah.
那在他的父亲亚哈执政的22年中，他肯定遇到过以利亚很多次。
And given how sinful his reign was, the majority of those encounters were not positive.
那考虑到他也是一个作恶的王，所以很多次他们见面肯定也是非常消极的。
In 1 Kings chapter 21 verse 20, upon meeting Elijah, he calls him my enemy.
那在列王记上21章20节里面，记载到亚哈碰到以利亚的时候，称以利亚是他的敌人。
So Ahaziah's son is likely very familiar with who Elijah is and of his father's hatred towards him.
那这个亚哈谢他作为亚哈的儿子，他肯定很熟悉这个以利亚，因为他父亲恨透了以利亚。
So let's continue to read verse 9 and verse 10.
所以我们继续读第九到第十节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Then the king sent to him a captain of 50 with his 50 men. So he went up to him, and there he was, sitting on the top of a hill. And he spoke to him, Man of God, the king has said, come down.So Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I am man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men. And fire came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50.
九到十节，于是王差遣五十夫长，带领五十人去见以利亚，他就上到以利亚那里，以利亚正坐在山顶上。五十夫长对他说，神人呢？王吩咐你下来。以利亚回答说，我若是神人，愿火从天上降下来，烧灭你和你那五十人。于是有火从天上降下来，烧灭五十夫长和他那五十人。
So after hearing the message from Elijah, Ahaziah's reaction is that he wants Elijah to be brought before him.
那知道这个是以利亚带来的消息，所以亚哈谢的反应就是要派人把以利亚带到他面前。
It's not revealed, at least not directly, what the king's intention for bringing Elijah is.
那这里没有告诉我们，没有直接告诉我们国王要把以利亚带来，要对他做什么。
But given his parents' hatred towards Elijah, we can infer that Ahaziah's intentions were likely evil.
那因为这个亚哈谢他父母是恨透了以利亚，所以我们可以猜想他应该是要加害以利亚。
The words of the captain also supports that the king's intentions were evil.
那这个五十夫长所说的话也可以证实这个王对王想要对以利亚做的事情不是好事。
It's in verse 9, the captain says, "Man of God, the king has said, come down."
在第九节里说，五十夫长对他说，神人呐，王吩咐你下来。
Even though he may start off saying "man of God," it's very much like a command is being given.
那尽管他开头是说神人呐，但是这句话听起来还是一个命令。
One that actually shows no respect to Elijah being a man of God.
他对以利亚这个神人没有丝毫的尊重。
Treating him as yet another servant that can be commanded at the will of the king.
那把他当做一个仆人，觉得他要听命于王。
Not recognizing that Elijah is a servant of the heavenly king of the people of Israel.
那他没有认识到以利亚是以色列神的仆人。
So Elijah's response results in fire coming down to consume the captain and all his men.
那以利亚的反应就是他吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭这个五十夫长和这些人。
But even after what happened to the first group of soldiers, we see that the king is undeterred and sends another captain with his 50 men.
那在尽管这群人发生了这样的事情，但王还是差遣了第二个五十夫长，又带了另外五十个人去见以利亚。
So let's continue to read verse 11 to verse 12.
那我们继续来读十一到十二节。
Verse 11. Then he sent to him another captain of 50 with his 50 men, and he answered and said to him, "Man of God, thus has the king said, come down quickly."So Elijah answered and said to them, "If I am man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50.
十一节到十二节，王第二次差遣一个五十夫长，带领五十人去见以利亚。五十夫长对以利亚说，神人呐，王吩咐你快快下来。以利亚回答说，我若是神人，愿火从天上降下来烧灭你和你那五十人。于是神的火从天上降下来烧灭五十夫长和他那五十人。
Appears at first that the same identical things has happened.
那这里就发生了与上一次一样的事情。
The captain commands Elijah to come down. Elijah responds, and then fire comes again to consume the men.
那五十夫长命令以利亚下来，然后以利亚又让火从天上降下来烧灭他们。
But if we look again at verse 11, we see that this second captain is actually more disrespectful to Elijah.
那其实我们看第十一节，这一个五十夫长更不尊重以利亚。
Because he commands Elijah to come down quickly.
叫他赶紧下来。
As if Elijah is being like insolent and not having come down before.
那之前就好像是觉得以利亚之前就没有下来。
So the original Hebrew for quickly can also be translated as like at once or to make haste.
那希伯来原文就说这个是马上下来或者是赶紧下来。
That's like he is keeping the or wasting the time of the king.
就好像说他是在浪费国王的时间。
So these actions that resulted in the deaths of the first two captains and the men may in a way seem cruel and excessive.
那这样子第一个和第二个五十夫长还有他们所带的人被烧灭了，好像看起来很残暴又很过分。
So firstly, all these soldiers were surely just following the orders of their king and of their captain.
因为首先这些士兵他们只是遵从他们长官的命令，遵从国王的命令。
And secondly, neither of these captains were given any opportunity to repent.
那其次就是这些五十夫长他们还好像没有任何机会来悔改。
The punishment was immediate.
这个惩罚马上就到。
But God is a just and righteous God.
但是神是一个公义的神。
So if Elijah's words were like truly excessive, then God would not have caused fire to come down.
那如果以利亚的话真的太过分的话，神就不会降火下来。
So sin being committed is serious.
所以他们犯的罪是很严重的。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 10, verse 16.
路加福音第十章的十六节。
Luke chapter 10, verse 16.
路加福音第十章十六节。
Verse 16. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me.
十六节，又对门徒说：“听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我，弃绝我的就是弃绝那差我来的。”
So this was a message from Jesus to 70 of his disciples when he sent them out to preach.
那这是耶稣对于他七十个门徒所说的话，因为他们要出去传道。
To teach them that when we reject the words of a messenger of God.
就教导我们说，当我们拒绝了神使者的话。
That is actually the words of God Himself that we are rejecting.
那其实我们真正是在拒绝神的话。
So Ahaziah and his captains were not only rejecting, but they were actually coming to challenge the messenger of God.
那亚哈谢和他的五十夫长们不仅是拒绝神的使者的话，甚至是挑战神的使者。
And hence actually coming to challenge God himself.
那其实他们就是在挑战神的权威。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 12.
来看帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 12.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十二节。
It's chapter 5 verse 12.
五章十二节。
Verse 12. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you.
十二节，弟兄们，我们劝你们敬重那在你们中间劳苦的人，就是在主里面治理你们、劝诫你们的。
Okay, let's also turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们也看提摩太前书五章。
Verse 17.
十七节。
So 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 17.
提摩太前书五章十七节。
Verse 17. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially those who labor in the word and doctrine.
十七节，那善于管理教会的长老，当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。
So these two verses in Thessalonians and Timothy remind us that we need to respect and honor those who labor for God.
那这两处的经文在帖撒罗尼迦前书 和提摩太前书里面记载的经文，告诉我们要敬重尊重敬奉那些为主劳苦的人。
So even for those who, in the course of their work, need to admonish us for our wrongdoing.
那甚至是那些因为做主的工作要来因我们的错误劝诫我们的人。
So we probably know less about the difficulties that the workers today face than we actually know about Elijah and the difficulties that he faced.
我们可能更了解以利亚他在服事中遇到的困难，而不太了解我们今天的工人所要面对的困难。
But just because we don't know about them or hear about them doesn't mean that they don't face their own challenges.
但是不是说因为我们不了解或者不知道他们所要面对的困难，就意味着他们没有困难。
The challenges that they have to face and bear with, and yet they still choose to continue to serve God.
虽然他们可能也面临着需要克服的困难和挑战，但他们仍旧选择来服侍神。
So we're reminded that we need to respect and honor these people.
所以来提醒我们，我们要来尊重敬奉这些人。
So respect and honor that Ahaziah and his captains did not give to Elijah.
尊重和敬奉是亚哈谢和他的五十夫长们没有给以利亚的东西。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 1.
我们再回到列王记下的第一章。
2 Kings chapter 1 verse 13 to 14.
来看13到14节。
Verse 13. Again he sent a third captain of 50 with 50 men. The third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and pleaded with him and said to him,Man of God, please let my life and the life of these 50 servants of yours be precious in your sight. Look, fire has come down from heaven and burned up the first two captains of 50s with their 50s. But let my life now be precious in your sight.
13节到14节，王第三次 差遣一个五十夫长带领五十人去，这五十夫长上去双膝跪在以利亚面前哀求他说，神人呐，愿我的性命和你这五十个仆人的性命在你眼前看为宝贵，已经有火从天上降下来烧灭前两次来的五十夫长和他们各自带的五十人，现在愿我的性命在你眼前看为宝贵。
So it's only at the third time that this third captain demonstrates humility and fear of God.
那只有在第三次，这第三个五十夫长，他才显示出对神的谦卑和敬畏。
And probably shows any recognition that Elijah is a man of God.
那他也承认以利亚是神人。
So he immediately went on his knees to plead.
所以他立即跪下来恳求。So
recognizing that this is a higher power that they are dealing with.
那他认识到这是更高的能力。
Because of course Elijah represents God himself.
因为以利亚他就代表着神。
Higher than the king that he served.
那比国王更高的能力。
So this captain and his men are the only ones that are spared.
所以这五十夫长和他手下是唯一幸免于难的人。
So Elijah follows his third captain to see the king and repeats the same message he had given earlier.
所以这个以利亚他就遵从这个五十夫长的要求并且重复了他之前所传达的讯息。
So perhaps because of what had happened to the first two captains, the king does not do anything evil to Elijah.
可能是因为之前两个五十夫长的遭遇，所以这次国王没有加害以利亚。
But at the same time, he makes no attempt to humble himself, to repent or to plead with God.
那他也没有想要自己来谦卑向神悔改或者向神来恳求。
Let's read verse 17.
我们来读十七节。
Verse 17. So Ahaziah died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken, because he had no son. Jehoram became king in his place in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah.
十七节，亚哈谢果然死了，正如耶和华借以利亚所说的话，因他没有儿子，他兄弟约兰接续他做王。正在犹大王约沙法的儿子约兰第二年。
So Ahaziah did not even have a son to take the throne.
所以亚哈谢他甚至没有儿子来继承王位。
Instead, it went to one of his brothers, one called Jehoram.
所以王位就到了他的兄弟约兰那里。
So at the start, we read how Ahaziah learned to follow the sins of his father.
我们知道这个亚哈谢效仿他父亲的恶。
And he seemed to also have learned from how Ahab despised Elijah.
他好像也学习他父亲来藐视以利亚。
But after hearing the grim prophecy of his death,
但是听到了自己的死讯。
He did not choose to learn from an example his father had once given by humbling himself.
他没有像他的父亲亚哈那样来谦卑自己。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 21.
我们来看《列王记上》21章。
1 Kings chapter 21, verse 27 to 29.
《列王记上》21章27到29节。
So that's chapter 21, verse 27 to 29.
列王记上》21章27到29节。
27. So it was when Ahab heard those words that he tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his body and fasted and lay in sackcloth and went about mourning. 28. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite saying, 29. See how Ahab has humbled himself before me. Because he has humbled himself before me, I will not bring the calamity in his days. In the days of his son, I will bring the calamity on his health.
27-29节，亚哈听见这话，就撕裂衣服，进食，身穿麻布，睡卧也穿着麻布，并且缓缓而行。耶和华的话临到提斯比人以利亚说：“亚哈在我面前这样自卑，你看见了吗？因他在我面前自卑，他还在世的时候，我不降这祸；到他儿子的时候，我必降这祸与他的家。”
So in the passage preceding this, King Ahab receives his own prophecy from Elijah.
那在这一章的前面，那亚哈王他从以利亚那里得知关于他自己的预言。
Prophecy of the calamity that would befall him, that all his male descendants would be cut off.
那这个预言就是说，他们家中的所有的男丁都必被剪除。
A prophecy that his wife would be eaten by dogs.
那就预言说他的妻子将要被狗吃。
But Ahab surprisingly goes into mourning.
那亚哈他很出人意料的，他就很哀痛。
So we see that God in response relents a little.
所以神因此好像缓和了一点他的态度。
And despite all the evil that Ahab had committed in his life, still shows Ahab some mercy for his show of humility.
尽管亚哈在他的生命当中做了很多恶事，但是神还是因为亚哈此时的谦卑，就展示出了他的慈爱。
Changing his plan so that Ahab at least will not have to witness this calamity himself in his own life.
所以他就改变了一点他的计划，他就说亚哈还在世的时候不会看见这所要降临的灾祸。
So even when God had pronounced prophecy and judgment against Ahaziah,
所以尽管神宣布了对亚哈谢的预言和判决，
even one as serious as of his death,
那尽管是严重到他要死，
it doesn't mean that God cannot be moved.
但不是说神不会被打动。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 18.
我们来看以西结书十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.Verse 31 to 32.
以西结书十八章三十一到三十二节。
That's Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 31 to 32.
以西结书十八章三十一到三十二节。
31. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? 32. For I have no pleasure in the death of one who dies, says the Lord.God, therefore, turn and live.
三十一到三十二节，你们要将所犯的一切罪过进行抛弃，自作一个新心和心灵。以色列家呀，你们何必灭亡呢？主耶和华说：“我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。”
So in this verse in Ezekiel, it's one which reveals the compassion and mercy of God.
那在以西结的这一句经文里面，就展示了神的慈爱和怜悯。
And helps us understand that even while pronouncing the prophecy of Ahaziah's death, God's hope is actually that Ahaziah will change.
那就告诉我们说，尽管神是宣判了对亚哈谢的判决，但是神还是仍旧希望亚哈谢会悔改。
That he will, like his father Ahab, humble himself.
就像他的父亲亚哈来自己谦卑。
That he will come before God to repent and to fear God.
那希望他可以到神的面前来悔改，来敬畏神。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 3.
我们来看彼得后书的三章。
2 Peter chapter 3 verse
9. 三章九节。
That's 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书三章九节。
Verse 9.The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
三章第九节，主所应许的尚未成就，有人以为他是单言，其实不是单言，乃是宽容你们，不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
So likewise, God's hope for us is that we turn away from our wrongdoing.
所以神对我们的希望也是希望我们能够离开我们的过犯。
We cannot, of course, endlessly test God.
但是我们不能不停地来试探神。
Endlessly living our lives in the same sins.
不能说继续地来过这个最终的生活。
But God is indeed merciful and does give us the time and opportunities to repent.
但是神是慈爱的，神给我们时间和机会来悔改。
As well as giving us His word in the Bible today to remind us.
他也赐给我们他的话，就是这一本圣经来提醒我们。
When someone points out to us a weakness or even rebukes us for something we have done wrong, then it can be difficult to accept.
那可能当有人指出我们的缺点或者责备我们做错事情的时候，可能是很难接受的。
Because our pride can prevent us from accepting that this person is intention is actually to help us.
那骄傲来阻挡我们，他就不愿让我们来接受别人对想要对我们的帮助。
Pride also does not want to let us face and admit that we are in the wrong.
骄傲也会让我们不愿面对自己的错误。
That we need to repent and change.
不愿意承认我们需要悔改，做出改变。
So we can become very defensive or even aggressive towards the one bringing us this message.
所以当别人告诉我们这些讯息的时候，我们可能很有戒备心，会表现得很有攻击性。
So if we find that we're not able to immediately like able to humble ourselves to accept and reflect on ourselves.
所以我们好像不能马上的来谦卑自己，来接受，来反省。
Then something we can try is to ask to be shown from the Bible why what we have done is wrong.
那我们可以做的是，我们可以求神让求神用圣经来告诉我们为什么我们这样做是错的。
I think this is important anyway because we should ultimately be living our lives by the word of God.
那这是重要的，因为我们的生活最终还是应该根据神的话来活的。
The word of God should be a central thing in how we live our life.
那神的话就是我们要怎样来过我们生活的准则。
So when we are shown via the word of God, then we can be reminded that if we rejectthis message that we've been given, then it's not really that person, that messenger that we are rejecting.
所以当时的话语显在我们的身上时，我们就会被提醒，我们其实拒绝了他人的劝诫，并不是说，其实不是在拒绝那个人本身。
That, like Ahaziah, it is ultimately the word of God and God himself that we have rejected.
那就像亚哈谢一样，我们其实是在真正在拒绝神的话和神本身。
And also, it may not be in that exact moment that we have heard the message, butLater on, we can go back when we are calm. We can read again to ourselves, and to reflect on the word of God.
可能不是在当时当下那个时候，可能但是之后我们可能冷静下来之后，我们可以去再次去用神的话来反省我们自己。
So then we can also really reflect on ourselves if we have done something wrong.
那我们可以真正的去反省我们是不是做错了一些事。
So you understand if we need to repent and change.
所以，我们需不需要来悔改认罪？
Because it's something that we need to do to God, yeah, not to the messenger.
因为这是我们需要向神做的，而不是说向那个使者来做的。
If we now focus on Elijah,
如果我们关注在以利亚身上，
then we see a version of him here who is much different from the one who had been so overcome with fear in 1 Kings chapter 19.
那现在的他就和之前在列王记上十九章里那个充满恐惧的他很不一样。
So let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
所以我们看列王记上十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19 verse 2 to 4.
第二到第四节。
So chapter 19 verse 2 to verse 4.
十九章二到四节。
Verse 2. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I know better than my father's.
十九章二到四节。耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说：“明日约在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。”以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
So at this moment in chapter 19, Elijah is so overcome by the threat to his life that he is no longer listening and hearing God.
那在十九章的这个地方，以利亚他是被恐惧所战胜，所以他不愿意来听从神。
That he does not even seek God for help.
他也没有寻求神的帮助。
Because his faith had been greatly shaken and weakened by fear.
因为他的信心被动摇，他的信心因为恐惧很软弱。
So that the God's power that had been shown earlier, like through the fire coming down to consume the sacrifices, was no longer there.
所以神的大能就是之前通过他让火从天降下烧尽祭物的那个大能就不在他那里了。
Yeah, at that moment he would not have been able to do that because his faith had been weakened so much.
那个时候他就不能那样做，因为他的信心非常软弱。
But in chapter 1, here we see that Elijah has been restored.
但是在第一章里我们看到以利亚的信心被重建。
That his faith had been restored.
他的信心被重建。
He's not at all shaken any of the three times that the soldiers came.
那这三次官兵来的时候都没有动摇他的信心。
That he stayed where he was on top of that hill.
那他就是待在楼上没有下来。
And he spoke with a confidence and faith that the God he worshipped could send that fire down to protect him.
那他很有信心的来宣告他所敬拜的神会从天上降火下来来保护他。
Let's turn back to chapter 1, verse 15.
那我们来回到
Second Kings chapter 1.
列王记下的第一章。
Verse 15.
十五节。
That's chapter 1, verse 15.
第一章十五节。
Verse 15. And the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, Go down with him, do not be afraid of him. So he rose and went down with him to the king.
十五节。耶和华的使者对以利亚说，你同着他下去，不要怕他。以利亚就起来，同着他下去见王。
And we see here that importantly, Elijah has learned one of the key lessons that God gave him on Mount Horeb.
那以利亚他从何烈山上，何烈山上从神那里学到了教训。
This time Elijah stayed and he waited to listen to God.
那他停在山上，他等候听从神的命令。
We see that Elijah had the faith to trust in God.
那他有这个信心来信靠神。
So that when he was told by God to go to the king.
所以当他当神告诉他要去见国王的时候。
That he indeed went again in the confidence that God will protect him.
他就去了，并且他相信神会保护他。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
我们来看希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Verse 6.But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
So this is a chapter well known for giving many examples of faith.
那这一章很出名，因为这里列举了很多信心的榜样。
But in this verse 6, it helps us with our understanding of what faith is.
那第六节这里就帮助我们，告诉我们说信心应该是什么。
So first we see that, fundamentally, the most important thing is to have faith in God.
那最基本的事情呢，就是要信有神。
This perhaps sounds like a very obvious thing.
那这听起来可能是显而易见的事情。
So especially to those who have believed in God for a long time.
特别是对于那些信神有很长时间的人。
But the first and most basic requirement of faith is to believe that God is real, that He is the Almighty God.
那信仰首要的基础的要求就是要相信神是真的，是全能的神。
The second part is that to believe that He is a rewarder of those who seek Him.
那第二点就是要相信他会赏赐那寻求他的人。
Meaning that believing that the promises that God has made to us, that God will that firstly is that he will keep.
那神他会完成他给我们的应许。
That he is also able to do them.
他可以做到。
That he has the power to do them.
他有这个能力可以做到。
This also extends to the power of God to work miracles in our life.
那这也是在我们的生活中可能会遇到一些神迹奇事。
It's not enough that we just believe that God exists.
我们单单相信神的存在是不够的。
We should have the faith to believe that God has the power to do to work these miracles in our life.
那我们还要相信神是有能力在我们的生活中实行神迹奇事的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
我们来看马太福音的十七章。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
十七章二十节。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 20.
马太福音十七章二十节。
Verse 20, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you'll say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you.
二十节，耶稣说，是因你们的，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心，像一棵芥菜种，就是对这座山说，你从这边挪到那边，它也必挪去。并且你们没有一件不能做的事。
So this verse contains a well-known teaching from Jesus that even with a small faith, impossible things can happen through the power of God.
那这里就是大家比较熟悉的一处了，就是说如果我们有一点小小的信心，那甚至是不可能这事情都会发生。
So when we read these miracles such as Elijah causing fire to come down,
当我们读这些神迹奇事，就比如说以利亚吩咐从天降火下来，
or even if we see or hear about the workers of God performing miracles as or casting out demons,
或者是我们听到一些见证说神的工人他们实行一些神迹奇事甚至赶鬼。
We may accept and believe that these things can happen, but feel that these things are not possible for us.
我们可能是可以接受这些事情是会发生的，但是感觉这些事情对我们来说是不可能的。
Maybe rationalizing that these people could do these things because they are chosen workers of God.
他可能会想说这些人可以这样做因为他们是神所拣选的工人。
Or because their faith is much greater than our own.
或者是说他们的信心比我要好得多。
I quite recently read a testimony from the Mana magazine to my eldest daughter.
我最近在 Mana 杂志上给我的大女儿读了一个神迹奇事。
It was shared by a sister from Forest Hill Church who had been troubled by evil spirits from a very young age.
那是深山的一个姐妹分享的，她就说她从很小的时候就被邪灵骚扰。
So her family was Buddhist at that time, and then she, at night time she would often be troubled by these evil spirits.
那他们家那个时候是信佛教的，然后她经常在夜晚的时候被魔鬼骚扰。
The testimony is much longer, but by the time she had grown up, I was working.She met a Christian colleague who gave her advice that she should perhaps try to pray to Jesus to help her.
那这个见证很长，然后后面就是说到她长大之后工作了，她就有一个信主的同事就建议她说要向耶稣来祷告。
So before becoming a Christian, and with very little knowledge of God and of Christianity.
那在她信主之前，她对神还有对基督教是没有什么了解的。
So one evening when she again was being disturbed by demons, she cried out to Jesus to save her.
那在夜晚的时候她被魔鬼骚扰的时候她就哭着求耶稣救她。
And God sent a bright light and two angels to chase away those demons.
那神就赐下一道亮光和两个天使就赶走了魔鬼。
So when we are in trouble or even in danger, events around us can shake and weaken our faith.
所以当我们处在困难或者面临危险的时候，我们周围的事物都会动摇我们，使我们的信心软弱。
And maybe our faith and our relationship with God was not that strong to begin with.
可能我们的信心，我们和神的关系都不如我们起初所信的时候那样坚固。
So even in those moments, we are asked to just keep at least some measure of faith in God.
那尽管在那样的时刻，我们也应该持守住相信神的一些方式。
Because in Matthew, that just tells us that's all we need, just a small faith.
因为在马太福音里告诉我们的，我们需要的只是一点点的信心。
So to not forget that we are able to call out to God.
不要忘记我们是可以来向神呼求的。
And just have that small faith that in God, all things are possible.
只要有一点点的信心，在神万事都有可能。
We're not even asked to accept that or purely on faith alone. To accept or believe that purely on faith alone.
我们只要单靠信心就可以成就这些。
We are giving many examples throughout the Bible.
圣经给了我们很多例子。
I'm sure we've heard testimonies, and many testimonies are easily accessible to us from our fellow brothers and sisters of what is possible when we have faith in God.
那圣经里面有很多这样的例子，那我们周围的弟兄姐妹他们可能也有很多见证，就是说当我们对神有信心的时候，很多事情都成为可能。
So from Elijah, we are reminded of the importance of keeping our faith in God.
所以通过这个以利亚，我们就被提醒说依靠神的重要性。
And this circles back to the charge that God makes against King Ahaziah.
那这最后呢，这个就会回到了亚哈谢的结局。
Because he showed no faith at all in God, he was punished with his life.
因为他对神没有信心，所以他受到了惩罚。
Even after being warned and hearing about the great power of God that had sent fire down to consume his captains.
尽管他受到了警告，尽管他听到神对他前面的几个武士副长所做的事情所显出的大能，他还是没有改变。
But he still did not change, and there's still no faith there.
他还是没有改变，他也没有有任何的信心。
So from life of Ahaziah, we should also remember to not so lightly reject when we are corrected by others.
那从这个亚哈谢的这个生命，我们也学到了，我们不要轻易去拒绝别人对我们的纠正。
Or even if it's not a message that we are receiving directly.
或者是说不是直接对我们所讲的讯息。
For example, we might hear something on the pulpit that we find ourselves disliking it because it goes against how we are living our life.
或者是说我们从讲台上听到一些道理，我们不喜欢，因为这和我们的生活方式相反。
We should remember that if we choose to reject it, we are rejecting the words of God.
我们要知道，当我们拒绝的时候，我们其实是在拒绝神的话。
And ultimately, choosing to reject God Himself.
那我们最终就是在拒绝神本身。
So my sharing on this chapter ends here.
所以我对本章的分享到此。
May all glory be unto God.
愿所有荣耀归于神的名。
Let's conclude by rising up and singing hymn 145.
让我们一起起立唱诗145首。
That's hymn 145.
赞美诗145首。